Hello, this is Nancy Glenn, GLENN. I was wondering if I was going to have a payment next month, and does it reduce then? You said somebody, one of you told me that I was going to have two wrecks come off of me this next year, and I just wondered if I was going to have a payment in January and then how much my payment would be after that. So my number is 864-324-3103. Thank you, Nancy Glenn.
Matt Cox is alive.
How can that be?
It's true, Mom. We don't know how he did it, but he reinvented himself as this new club owner from L.A., but he has the same old vendetta against me and Sharon.
And he's my husband. Although I didn't know him as Matt Clark, only Mitch McCall, and I didn't find out he was violent until just now. I'm sorry, who is Matt Clark? He is a horrible, disgusting man who has done horrendous, unspeakable things. He attacked me. He framed Nicholas for murder. His murder.
Which is why we thought he was dead.
His hatred of Nicholas and me goes all the way back to our high school days. He's been carrying around a grudge ever since. He will use anything or anyone near us or peripherally to exact his revenge. He is a threat that we all need to take seriously.
It's true. So he's a friend to me. He's the whole reason I was in L.A. I know for sure that he's responsible for the crash and almost killed me.
Yeah, pretty much proved that when he left the two of us up and threatened to kill me if Noah didn't pick that up. Oh, my God.
He accused me of trying to hurt my dad. And this guy hasn't been apprehended. Straight not.
Okay, just a minute. I'm having trouble getting my mind around this. Matt Clark was supposed to be dead years ago, and now you're saying that he has a new identity? I guess it wasn't bad enough the last time they got away with it. I mean, what else did he get arrested?
Well, they got close. There's an ATV out for him, but they haven't found him yet.
He's got to be stopped.
Yes, and he will, along with his accomplice, this dirty cop in L.A. named Andy.
Nicholas and I have a plan, Brother Master.
I mean, that sounds dangerous, Patty, but the police handle it.
Yeah.
So you think that Matt Cox is as smart as you think he is?
He is smart, but he saw someone's name, and he clearly knows how to hold a grudge, so let's just hope that he's not on his way to Kenwood City to try to finish what he started.
Hey, Joe,
would you mind taking this to the back, please? Okay, look, I promise, once Abbott Communications gets up and running, I will find a way to bring you on.
I appreciate it. How determined you are to get in, but I don't want to put you in an awkward or compromising position with an investor.
Hey, you let me worry about that, okay? It's all going to work out. I promise.
Yeah, I think it will, one way or another. But I actually like my chances at Abbott Communications because I have a suspicion that your investor is a woman. I never confirmed that. You never denied it.
Why, and that helps your case because all women love you?
Ouch, I'm taking my book back.
Hey, what kind of Amazon woman can't take a joke?
Okay, good one.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, Sally. How's it going? You ready for the night?
Yeah, I've been ready since the first time we played it.
Excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but a good kind of nervous. Sorry, Sally, but I think we're going to take off. I am ready for you, and just know that I am wishing you the best of luck tonight. He's becoming, right? I don't know. I don't think that's a great idea.
No, I think it's a great idea. You absolutely should attend. How can you not be here to support your one and only friend? I hate to say it, but there's a definite possibility that Matt Clark shows up in Genoa City. He is that insane.
If you think he would come all the way from Los Angeles just to go after you, I mean, he would take that risk, knowing he's a wanted man.
I wouldn't put it.